Let's be real. Most of us don't struggle with knowing what we want. It's the follow-through that gets fuzzy and makes us feel stuck. The days we don't feel like it, you know? The moments when we wait for the right mood to kick in before we move. But here's the truth. You're not stuck because you're unmotivated. You're stuck because you're waiting for a feeling to do what discipline was made for. Yep. Motivation is convenient, but it's also unreliable. And if your calling depends on you being in the mood, you may never walk in your purpose. This episode, episode 10, Stop Waiting for Motivation, the truth about self-discipline is about ending the emotional tug of war between what you said you wanted and what you're actually doing. We're not chasing motivation today. We're building self-trust and getting honest about what it really takes to stay committed to what you said you wanted. This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am your host, Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned spiritual mindset and business coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And here's the truth. Your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. The money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or avoid are all receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth staring back at you, you'll keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of playing small when you know you're meant for more, then welcome home. Every week, we're calling out the lies we tell ourselves, we're releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and we're shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. And if this is your first time here, welcome. You found us at the exact right time, because today's episode, it might just sting a little, but it's the kind of truth that sets you free if you let it. We're talking about the myth of motivation. And the discipline your vision has been waiting on. And not the discipline that comes from shame. And not the kind that's rooted in burnout or hustle. But the kind that's built on integrity, on alignment, and the kind that helps you lead yourself with honesty. So you can tell the difference between needing rest and avoiding growth. Let's get into it. Okay, let's talk about why motivation is not a strategy. We can start with the truth about why motivation keeps failing you. And it's not because you're lazy or lacking, but because the way we've been taught to chase the drive, it isn't rooted in how our brains actually work. You see, motivation is a temporary emotional state. It's not a long-term strategy. From a neuroscience perspective, motivation is tied to the brain's dopamine system. And we all know that dopamine gives you a short-term reward spike, right? It's what you feel when you anticipate pleasure or a sense of achievement. But that spike is triggered by external stimuli, like a podcast episode or a quote, or, you know, that new month, new me type of vibe. But once that emotional charge fades, so does the motivation. And let's be honest, how you feel in the moment, it's influenced by so many things. Everything, really. You got to consider your hormones, your sleep, environment, fears, self-talk, nervous system state, and let's not forget how many notifications are hitting your phone. So when you rely on motivation, you're building your purpose on something that fluctuates. And you can't build anything sustainable on a mood swing. So let me be very clear. There is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying inspiration. I love a good sermon, an uplifting quote, that burst of clarity after a powerful conversation, but none of that is sustainable. Why, you ask? Because your brain is not designed to run on motivation. Neuroscience tells us that the brain is designed to conserve energy, actually, so it automates everything. It wires itself to prefer the familiar. So when you wait until you feel like it, you're putting your entire purpose on pause until your nervous system catches a vibe. And that's not strategy, that's emotional roulette. Because when the high wears off, your habits are what's left. And you don't need another wave of inspiration. You need systems that hold you up when your energy falls. You need rituals that remind your body who you are when your feelings try to convince you otherwise. And now discipline, on the other hand, now that is a choice. It's not reactive, it's deliberate. It's about building systems that don't depend on motivation or emotions to follow through. Discipline isn't about perfection, it's about consistency with purpose. It's about what you repeat when no one's watching. And that's what builds your self-trust. That's what builds results. And from a behavioral science perspective, when you turn something into a routine, your brain stops needing to even choose. It just does it. This reduces decision fatigue, one of the biggest causes of inconsistency. And over time, the behavior becomes part of your identity loop. It's no longer just something you do. It's who you are. But look, let's go even deeper, because this isn't just about getting things done. Discipline is an act of alignment. To me, it's actually an act of love, self-love. Spiritually, it's a demonstration of stewardship, it's obedience in motion, and it's your daily agreement with the assignment you've been given. See, you cannot pray for expansion and then live without structure. You cannot say you trust God and then organize your life around your emotions, because delayed obedience is still disobedience. Now let's look at this from a quantum physics perspective. We know that everything is frequency. Everything is energy. Your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, they're all signals. And the signals you repeat create resonance. So what does this actually mean? Frequency is the energetic state you operate from. It's your mindset, your emotional baseline, your embodied belief system. And resonance, it's when your internal frequency begins to attract and align with matching frequencies in the world around you. In simple terms, you start experiencing relationships, opportunities, income, clarity, peace, and alignment that mirror what you consistently think, feel, and do. Get where I'm going? This is why discipline matters. Because when you show up in alignment, even when your emotions try to convince you otherwise, you're not just building habits. You're shifting your energetic field. You're sending a signal to God, the universe, and your own nervous system that says, this is who I am now. And what you embody consistently becomes what you attract. That's the law of attraction. That means aligned clients, clearer direction, better boundaries, more overflow, relationships that support you and lift you up, opportunities that stretch you, and peace that doesn't require permission. You see, discipline is how you become a vibrational match for the life you're called to live, and especially the one you want. It's how you stop waiting for your life to change and start moving like it already has. Discipline isn't just about doing, it's about becoming. Now, let me tell you how all of this came together for me. And it didn't begin with a light bulb moment or a big breakthrough on a vision board. It was a slow, quiet exhaustion that started building in the background of my life while I built my new coaching business. I was producing, performing, planning, executing, and from the outside, it looked like motivation, hustle, drive, you know, all of it. But on the inside, it was survival with the schedule. Because I was still living from my past, I was still mistaking overworking for obedience, still thinking grind was the gateway to greatness, and that stillness meant I wasn't moving forward. And if I wasn't moving forward, then I must be falling behind, right? So no, I wasn't unmotivated. I had plenty of motivation, but it was fueled by unhealed patterns, by pressure, by the need to prove I was worthy of the vision I carried. And while I was no longer working for anyone else, what I didn't realize is that I was building a life that I would eventually burn out from at my own two hands. A life that didn't account for how much energy it takes to hold everything else you've been silently carrying. The unspoken grief, the inner child that didn't feel worthy unless she was achieving something. The part of me that thought my value was tied to how much I could handle, fix, or accomplish. The perfectionism that grew from being praised for what you do and not who you are, and the nervous system that never really learned how to rest without guilt. So no, motivation didn't fail me. It just wasn't enough to sustain me. Now, imagine if I would have crashed and burned. I can't even imagine what it would have taken for me to be able to climb back on that ladder again. And maybe that's where some of you are right now, tired, tapped out, and burned out from motivation that was fueled by pressure, performance, and unhealed patterns. That's a whole word. Because motivation can spark action, but it's not strong enough to hold everything else that you are carrying. It doesn't create nervous system safety. It doesn't untangle your worth from your work. And it doesn't build the structure you need to actually live differently. And that's what I needed. I needed discipline, not the kind that demands performance, because I had that, but the kind that creates space for becoming, the kind that slows you down enough to see what's actually driving you, and the kind that builds habits around healing instead of hustle. You know, the kind that makes room for stillness without guilt. Because real discipline is how you root yourself in the life you're actually called to live and not the one you were conditioned to survive. Discipline helped me stop reacting to everything around me and start responding to what I actually needed and what I wanted. It made it safe to stop striving. It gave me structure to rebuild how I show up in my own life. It helped me reconnect to peace, and not just as a moment, but as a way of living, y'all. And once I experienced that kind of peace, that kind of alignment, I realized this isn't just about healing. It was about building a life I could actually sustain. One where I didn't have to choose between my well-being and my work. Because at the end of the day, things still have to get done, right? The vision still needs to be built, yes. And the work, it still has to move forward. But not at the cost of my well-being. Not from pressure or from proving. And not from pushing past what my body's been trying to tell me. That's where discipline comes in. Not as a demand to do more, but as a rhythm that helps you follow through without falling apart. A structure that gives your purpose somewhere to land. Because discipline is what helps you move when the feelings fade. It's what keeps the vision moving, even when life feels heavy. It's what makes sure the dreams you wrote down actually make it off the page. So if motivation got you started, but hasn't been enough to keep you going, or better yet, you are still looking for where to find it, let this episode be the reminder. You don't need to feel ready to go after your dream or your goal. You just need to decide to move. Because discipline doesn't just help you reach your next level. It's what helps you stay there. That's the work right now. Not waiting on a mood, but becoming a woman who can carry what she's been called to create. And I know you're ready for that. You see, that kind of becoming, it doesn't happen by accident. It happens when your life is set up to support who you're becoming. If you're evolving, your life has to evolve with you. That includes your habits, your systems, and how you use your time. This is where most people lose momentum, though, and not because they're lazy, but because they're unstructured, trying to grow with no foundation, trying to show up consistently without support in place. See, a lot of people think that freedom means no schedule, no plan, no discipline. But in fact, real freedom requires support. It requires discipline. A new identity requires a new way of living. And let's look at this again. Every time you repeat a behavior, you strengthen your neural pathway behind it. So when you choose what's convenient, you're reinforcing your default behavior. But when you choose from your new vision, you're training your brain to support change. And structure is how you make those choices easier. It's the bridge between who you were and who you're becoming. You don't need more motivation. You need a container that holds the shift, one that creates space for consistent action and intentional rest. So you're not constantly crashing and quitting and starting from scratch. But how do you do that? Number one, you create boundaries around your energy. Everything can't get access. That means not every text deserves an immediate reply, not every invitation needs a yes, and not every crisis is your assignment. If your energy is always scattered, your power will be too. This is about spiritual discernment, not emotional obligation. Number two, anchor your day with habits that reinforce clarity and peace. This doesn't have to be complicated. It might look like quiet time before screens, breath work before emails, journaling before jumping into your task list. These habits ground your nervous system so your decisions come from alignment and not adrenaline. Number three, simplify your systems. The more friction there is, the more likely you are to avoid it. Put your rituals on autopilot. Schedule time for what matters. Set reminders. Use visual cues. Set your environment up to support the version of you that you're becoming. Because when your systems are simple, showing up becomes easier than avoiding it. And number four, protect your time with routines that reflect your actual priorities. You don't need a perfect calendar. You need a rhythm that honors your capacity, a routine that reflects your current assignment, not your people-pleasing pattern. That might mean time blocking your creative work, shutting down at a set time, or creating a non-negotiable morning practice that reconnects you to your why. This isn't about control. It's about building a structure that matches the life you say you want. And when you build a rhythm that supports your purpose, you don't just stay consistent, you stay connected. Because knowing your next step means nothing if your life isn't set up to go after it. You'll eventually go right back to the cycle you've supposedly outgrown. You see, structure isn't the opposite of freedom. It's what makes freedom sustainable. It's how you sustain what you've prayed for without sacrificing your peace to keep it. So if any of this landed, if something in you got stirred or convicted, let's bring it back to the core truth. This episode wasn't about doing more. It was about doing what matters and on purpose, because motivation is just a mood and moods swing. But discipline, that's the structure that keeps you steady. Discipline isn't about forcing your way forward, though. It's about choosing habits that support who you're becoming. It's how you protect your energy. It's how you stay connected to what actually matters, especially when distractions try to pull you off track. It's how you establish boundaries that make room for what you're really called to do. So take a moment and ask yourself, where am I still letting emotions lead when I could be following vision? What in my life is truly supporting peace, alignment, and purpose, and what's just taking up space? And lastly, what rhythm could I commit to this week that brings me closer to the life I say I want? Because the goal isn't perfection. Again, it's alignment. And the habits you practice are either reinforcing who you've been or who you're becoming. Discipline isn't a punishment. It's how you finally create a life that feels like yours. Now, before we wrap, I want to leave you with something that reinforces the rhythm you're rebuilding. And you know it's an affirmation, because the words you speak have a direct impact on the life you live. They shape your mindset. They train your body, your habits, and your nervous system to follow your lead. So speak life over yourself every single day. Speak with intention and watch what happens. So say this with me. I am disciplined. I am focused. I am committed to my vision every single day. I don't wait for a feeling. I lead with integrity and create momentum through clarity and consistency. I build what matters most, and I honor my assignment, not just with desire, but with structure. Write it down, say it out loud, and more importantly, live like it's already true. And if you know your soul is calling for more, but your habits haven't caught up yet, if you're done waiting for the right mood to take the next step, and you know it's time to stop circling and start building with clarity and direction, book your Soul Goals Clarity Call. It's not coaching, it's a breakthrough. It's a one-on-one session to break free from confusion, to get crystal clear on what your soul is calling you to do next, and to map out a path to the life of purpose, freedom, and fulfillment you were always meant to live, without fear, overthinking, or waiting for the perfect time. Because the clarity you've been praying for, it's waiting on you to move. And don't forget to grab your Head Game Wraps at headgamewraps.etsy.com. Both links are in the show notes. And thank you again for tuning in to Tell Your Truth, the space where we get honest, get aligned, and create the life we were actually meant to live. I hope today's episode helped you cut through the noise around motivation. And remember this, discipline is how you protect your purpose. It's how you stop starting over and start building something sustainable. So now the question becomes, are you organizing your life around your emotions or around what you're called to do? If this episode sparks something in you, share it with the woman who's ready to stop circling and start walking in her assignment too. Leave a review and hit that subscribe button and meet me right back here next week. Because in episode 11, we're done shrinking. We're talking about what it really means to own your greatness. No more waiting for permission. No more dimming your light to make others comfortable. We're calling out the patterns of playing small and replacing them with power. It's time to show up fully, and I'll be right here to walk with you. Until then, own your truth, claim your power, live your freedom. See you in the next episode.